One third and five, third and six, depends on what side of your radio you're listening to. Same formation for Ubley. More than likely going to see the same formation all night. Jeff Wright under center. Third and five from the 40. There's the snap rolling to his left. And he breaks free. Number 22 is out for the running. Cole Rogenbach's at the 30 to the 25 and finally brought down to the 23 of USA. A big run there to break out the Ubley offense. A 37-yard carry for Cole Rogenbach down the far sideline. Brings up a new set of downs for the Bearcats and a little bit of glimmer for hope as they're right on the edge of the red zone at the 25-yard line. So, in fact, it was a 35-yard gain for Cole Rogenbach down the far sideline.
Give credit, Clark, to number 55, Daniel Rakowski, makes a big block and sets him free.
There's the snap, and it's handed off right down the middle, almost a scrum. No gain on the play. Actually, no, they say he got out to the 22. I didn't even see who ran that.
Another Harper brother, Austin Harper, number 54, in on the backfield for the stop there.
It was a 3-yard gain, second and seven out to the 22-yard line for the Bearcats. Fifth play of this drive. Right under center. Three men in the backfield in the full tee from the 22 of USA. USA bringing the blitz, and they hand it off to the left side to Rogenbach. He's out to the 16-yard line. It's going to be a gain of six. Brings up a third and short situation coming up. More of third and a long yard.
Number 22, Nathan Milkey, makes his first tackle of the season.
9:19 left in the first quarter. No score. Ubley on their first drive of the night. They started at the 30-yard line, and now they're down to the USA 16-yard line. Third and one. The first down marker at the 15-yard line. Working off the left hash, right under center. Three men in the backfield. Kaboski, Brown, and Rogenbach. And it's a handoff right through the middle. And he gets the first down to about the 11-yard line. At the bottom of that pile is Kurt Kaboski, the 5'9" junior. And that's good enough for a 5-yard gain for Kaboski. And move the chains one more time from the 11-yard line. First and 10.
Tackle made by senior defensive lineman Lucas Shook.
8:50 left in the first quarter. No score. First and 10 from the USA 11. Ubley moving left to right across your radio, currently on the right side. Working from the left hash, Jeffrey Wright under center. Sound like a broken record. Hands this off right through the middle, and USA is there to meet him at the line of scrimmage. Going to be no gain on the play. Three white jerseys all over him. At the bottom of that pile is number 20, Derek Brown.
Number 54, Austin Harper, first one to meet him.
They actually say he lost a yard on the play. So now brings up second and 11 from the 13-yard line. USA trying to crowd the line. Linebackers trying to move in. Hand off to the right side, off to Kurt Kaboski, in the backfield. It was a fake handoff to Kaboski. Instead, it was a keeper to Wright. And he actually lost 2 yards on the play, pushed back to the 15-yard line. Now third and 14.
Credit number 80, Garrett Nitz, on his first tackle.
It's safe to say I'm having trouble seeing the ball up here, Dave, tonight. 7:29 left in the first quarter, no score. Third and 14 for the Bearcats in the USA red zone at the 15-yard line. T formation for Ubley. Right back to pass. Stays in the pocket. Now starting to scramble. Throws to his right to a wide open man in the end zone. Number 22, Cole Rogenbach, was wide open. Unfortunately, it was overthrown by about a foot. May have hit the fingertips of Cole Rogenbach and falls incomplete. And now Ubley is faced with a fourth down and 14 from the USA 15. Dave?
Nice job by the offensive line there. Wright stepped up into the pocket nicely, but rushed the throw just a little. He was off balance. He was not set and let the ball flare just a little bit over the head of the receiver, Rogenbach.
Ubley comes out as if it's Canadian Football League here, going for it on fourth down. And he's going back to pass, stays in the pocket, this time throwing to his left to Kabaski. And this one was overthrown. Kabaski dives for it in the end zone. Incomplete, and it's a turnover of downs for the Ubley Bearcats. And USA comes out unscathed and has the ball deep in their own zone at the 15-yard line. 85 yards for a score for the USA Patriots. Offense on the field for the first time.
And you're going to see a little bit of that, Clarkson, banging into each other by the quarterback and running back. And then that led to some also confusion. Big Brendan Ballard, number 72. You can hear that name a lot. 6'6", 300 pounds, got through the line. Wright had to rush to throw and just a little bit over the head of the receiver.
Carter Lindenberg, the quarterback for USA, under center, T formation for USA, right to left across your radio. And the man in the backfield, number 27 with the ball, is still moving his feet. Seth Gangler gets all the way out to the 32-yard line from the 15. A 17-yard gain for Seth Gangler on the first down for USA offense in the season. Move the chains, first and 10.
Wow, what a powerful run there by Seth Gangler. He probably knocked over two or three Bearcats on his way in that gain. Eventually, number 22, Nathan Melke makes it. Number 22, Cole Rogenbuck made the tackle.
First and 10 for USA. T formation from the 32 of their own zone. Hand off to the first man, number 28, Brandon Harper. He bounced off the end and actually went backwards. Maybe a loss of one, pushed them back to the 30-yard line. But a loss of a yard and a half, we'll say it's 1 yard. Second and 11 coming up for the Patriots from their own 31.
USA, they had nowhere to go as they run into big defensive lineman 71, Scott Shepard of Ubley.
That's a tackle for loss for Shepard for Ubley. Second and 11, T formation in between the hash marks, right to left across your radio are the USA Patriots in white helmets with a P on one side, Pittsburgh Steelers style. This one's off to Seth Gangler one more time. He's out for the running. Finally out, stopped at the 41, 42-yard line. They say he's down at the 42. It's going to be close to a first down. The referee says it is, but no official word yet. And they say he's short by about a foot. So we'll say it's a 10-yard gain for Seth Gangler, his second carry of the night. He has 27 yards so far.
Looks like they're going to call for a measurement here. Number 20, Derek Brown, the freshman, makes his first tackle.
Derek Brown may have stopped the first down here for Seth Gangler, who the Ubley defense really hasn't had an answer for yet. His first run of the night was 17. This last one was a minimum of 10, perhaps 11. As the officials are discussing things, and now the chains are moving forward. So we'll call it an 11-yard gain, and first and 10 for Gangler and the Patriots from their own 42-yard line.
So far, Clark, both offenses have had their way. Ubley moved the ball right down the field until they got into the red zone.
Lindenberg hands it off to number 28, Harper, around the right end. Not much going there. Ubley swarms to the ball, gain of one, out to the 43-yard line. It's going to be second and 8. They said it's a 2-yard gain.
All sorts of Bearcats over there. First one there, Daniel Rutkowski.
Daniel Rutkowski, number 55, a sophomore guard on offense. 5'8", 155, brings him down. 2-yard gain from the last play there. Brings up second and 8 for USA. Lindenberg under center. T formation working from the right hash. Handoff for the first man, Gangler, and he bounces out to the 47-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 4 yards. Gangler, no matter where he gets hit, seems to be bouncing forward and falling forward.
At that 6'3 frame of his, he just, when he goes down, he just seems to get that extra 3 yards every time because of his length. Jonathan Bisher, number 77, made a nice tackle there for Ubley to slow him down.
Third and 4 for the USA Patriots, nearly directly in front of us at the 48-yard line of USA, moving right to left across the radio. 4:45 left in the first, no score. Receiver wide each way, two men in the backfield, and Lindenberg hands this one off to Harper, trying to get some holes open there. And he hit the first line of contact at the 50-yard line and finally brought down in Ubley territory at the 47. A gain of 5 on the play and a first down for USA, move the chains.
The sophomore tackle, Cole Mychek, makes his first tackle.
4:34, clock continues to roll, and USA's already at the line of scrimmage, ready to go. T formation, Lindenberg right off inside of the right hash. And they're rolling to his right, looking to pass. He has one man out there, and he overthrows him. Intended receiver was Nick Nordstrom, the 6-foot senior tight end.